brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders, because he's got his nose so far up your business, it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news.
Thank you. Stars, here we are.
Legless, hello. Welcome to Thursday night.
No loopholes this week.
No loopholes. We've finally got a round in. Fingers crossed. Round 11 goes ahead as planned because it was looking dicey there for a bit.
Everyone's heading to Sydney.
I told you. You heard it here first from Stars. Stars knows.
Have you got a quick rule change ready in case we don't get teams named next week?
Hey, the rules are pretty black and white. If there are teams on the Thursday, it's going to be a full lockout. If it's rolling lockout for teams, it's being your rolling lockout for fantasy.
Simples.
Yeah. If only the rules were that simple, Legless. If only they were that simple.
All right, speaking of simple, let's have a look at some matchups this week.
Simple Stars versus Simple Ponyfish Islanders.
This is a top-of-the-table clash.
Well, it was until I dropped down to third after that tragic loss last week. So third versus first, still.
You're still in the top end of the table, buddy.
It's a good place to be. I'm not used to it. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be here.
Oh, I think, we'll go through the matchup, but I get a feeling that you're going to reclaim your rightful spot on the throne.
Okay.
So we'll go through your team quickly, just guns. So Newman coming back's been really handy.
He's been a big surprise. I've been enjoying what he's been scoring.
Yeah, he's been bloody good, but he's always been a fantasy player.
Yes.
Just having to ride the luck to get him into the team. So an 85 and a 90 in his first two games back, and one of them was against Melbourne, so it wasn't against a slouch team. So, no, very good. And the rest of that defence, I mean, Haynes coming back was good, probably best week he's had in a long time.
Yep.
He's with 77. And then Scrimshaw, I think, has been an absolute shining light this season as well. And then Mills, great. Moving into the midfield, probably the best, probably up there with the top two midfields in the comp. Walsh has been a star. Cunnington's just been consistently getting it done, getting in the hundreds. Ellis, probably a flat couple of weeks.
Again, Ellis by bringing him in, didn't they? Who brought him in Classic?
I didn't touch him.
One did.
But, look, he has Hawthorn this week, so get ready for a big score. And that's the same with Swallow. Hugh McCluggage is in Brownlow form along with Walsh. And then Toronto, delicious. Nick Natanui this week coming up against pretty much nobody in the ruck against Essendon. Going into the forward line, Cripps has got his flat track where he has a ridiculous average against teams at home. And he scored 100. And he scored 100 against them last time they played. Smith's been one down week last week, but that rest of that he's been pretty good. But big inclusions here: Jack Martin and Tim English.
Yeah. So first game back for a while for Timmy, and then Jack's. I think he's only played the one game. So we'll see how it goes.
How many do you expect Jack Martin to play before he goes down again?
Jack Martin or Isaac Heaney? Heaney, I reckon I get one more game off. Jack Martin, probably three games before he goes down.
Okay, all right. And you've got coverage on every line, so that must be pretty exciting.
Coverage is a word for it.
You've picked up a guy there. I thought Boffa had Daniel Howe.
Nope, he dropped him.
Well, why would you do that?
I told him not to, but he did. So he's an own man.
Very handy cover.
He picked up Caddy, so I don't think it's too many complaints there.
I think much of a muchness, as Hawker would say. And Josh Battle, a handy little inclusion there. He's had a couple of good rounds in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. An old mate Pony over here, sitting in first place on his throne of lies. He's got a handy team, doesn't he? Maynard has been pretty quiet this year, but he turn it around in the second half of the season, he potentially could. You got Laird Crisp, we know what they're going to do. Birchall, you had Birchall, didn't you?
I did, yep.
Brett?
Defence is not my issue, as we'll get to.
Slippery Gypsy, Stephen May, I can expect a trade to happen there. No, I'm sure there's talk going on.
A lot of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, a lot of hot air. Midfield, Hopper's looking lean. Jack Redden, Yo is back this week, so let's see how Redden goes. Obviously, he's still missing Shuey from the Eagles midfield. He should be okay, but a few guns to come back for West Coast. So we saw Redden's score drop previously. Fields is back. Selwood's going absolutely, averaging 93. I didn't expect that high from this point of the season. Brayshaw, does he play? Does he not? Who cares? He's Brayshaw. He's done. Centerfield and Ryan Burns, who everyone has in Classic and is loving. Todd Goldstein, is he playing this week? He had a big injury, a big knock to the ankle last game.
He's been named. He's been named. So I'm assuming that he'll get out there. He's a warrior.
I mean, we'll see. That Pony has been playing around with the rucks on the FA list. So he's making sure he has cover, which is smart coaching.
Yep.
Josh Kelly, who I still don't have in Classic, and it's burning me. Robbie Gray, Chad Warner's starting to slow down a little bit. Gibbons, does he make the side? He probably should. And Luke Jackson, our new favourite.
Oh, love him.
More importantly, there is cover on the bench. He doesn't have a midfielder emergency, so interesting to see what he does. It's all green ticks now, so you probably leave it at that.
He's got a lot of guys out, so my money's on you this round.
You've got Mitch Duncan out for a week, so there's no point selling someone that you want to, for long term just to get a cover. He'll be back and he'll be scoring bulk points.
Yep, no, I agree. So congratulations on the win, Stars.
We'll just go with first place to carry on his first place ways.
All right, next matchup, DT87 versus Legless. So I'll go through Rob here.
Have you won two in a row?
I have, yeah. Somehow slipped and fell onto a
Coming
win last
back.
Week.
My 10 slipped in a good place.
Slipped and fell on a win last week by 2 points. Zach Williams, probably his best game for Carlton last round. Got himself a 99, and DT87 will be hoping that he can kind of repeat and build from there because he's only averaged 70, which has been very disappointing.
He scored that last week.
James Harms, gift. Liam Baker, gift. Lockie Ash, great pick. Blickards,
yes.
Been good playing that ruck.
Yes.
Moving into the midfield, guns, just wall-to-wall guns. Parker, Guthrie. Guthrie could be a bit of an injury cloud, so you want to have
that
an early
shoulder, doesn't he?
Yeah. JPK, Hugh Greenwood, gift. So Is Will Phillips playing? No, he's been omitted. So Hawker gave up Harms and Greenwood for Will Phillips. Yep, good call. Good call.
It was an interesting trade, that's for sure.
I assume he got a first round pick in that.
Tav.
A what?
Tav.
All right, so yeah, the rest of that midfield, probably Knuckles a weaker link there, but against Collingwood, I expect everyone to score. Going to the ruck, Matt Flynn, what a great
weakest link. He had 113 last week.
Yeah, well, it's a great midfield.
It's playing Collingwood.
Yes, I agree. If your weakest link is Quinton Knuckle, you're going well.
I hate to be playing him.
Matthew Flynn has been awesome in the ruck, averaging 83, and then going into the forward line, he's got a massively impressive forward line. Weller against the Hawks, Hind against your rabble of a mob, Wingard versus the Suns. There could be some real points on offer here. And then Shai Bolton, that's a huge inclusion. He's had a stellar season other than his sort of wrist break, dance floor moving. Yeah, very good team. And, again, emergency cover on every line.
Yeah. We have a team legless over here. Caleb Daniel, how have you been finding him since you fleeced Dazed and Confused?
He's averaging less than Heppel.
Heppel will do something. He'll do a foot or a back hint, so that's okay. Jaden Short, Crozier's been just an absolute solid, just someone, I mean, he's 46 last week, but if he's fit, he plays, and you can bank him for a decent score.
He's a warm body.
He's a warm body, and that right now is what you need. Jordan Dawson had 122 last week. Why are you trying to sell him?
Because I did have a couple of defenders that were fit before Bowes and Clark went down.
It's back, just doing what Winfield does. Jack McRae. Ooh, how are you so bad with Jack McRae in your team?
I don't know. Too many black cats.
Rest of him, Hill with a 49 last round, not good. McGrath's been a gun. Pell Pepper was an absolute star in that huge win over Collingwood. Lockie Hunter and Dane Zorko. So you got Pepper, Hunter, Zorko as forward midfielders.
Midfield.
This is a very slippery gypsies do a trade.
Please knock on my door. Reasonable offers are welcome for a midfielder, please.
Unlike Slip and myself, you actually do trade.
Yeah, I'm absolutely happy to trade any of them for
Hunter,
a fair
deal. Hunter with a few Bulldogs out this week. Yeah, very tasty. Jack Graham, does he play?
I don't think so. Extended bench that in the Mix article said that he's no good. So I've had to do a little fiddle around to make sure that I have at least a emergency on that line.
Brian's been trash this year. And speaking of trash, Tom Phillips in the forward line.
Surely he bounces back against the Gold Coast. Surely.
I didn't touch it in the first half. Membry season, how did you pick up him? Trade?
No, free agent.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. What was he dropped? And then, obviously, as we move to a full lockout on the Friday night, it's important to have bench cover because you can't change or pick up players mid-round. Nice. So we look at look at the bench here.
Who should I drop? Taylor Adams, you reckon?
I think Luke Shuey's we're going to retire. Matt Crouch hasn't played all year and won't play again. Who's Jared Berry?
Got a groin. Jack Bowes. Get rid of these guys. Too many.
I'd say that bench would beat Hawker. I can assure you.
I would like to do a cumulative average of my bench versus the cumulative points average of Hawker's entire team and see who comes out on top for the end of the season.
And because of that, we're going for the win for DT87. Congratulations, DT87. Oh, speaking of Hawker, we've got next game. We've got
Here we go. So
HIS Hawker.
I've just scraped into the eight, and you know what? That's only going to last a week because Manic Monkeys is coming straight back in. One does not lose against the bye. We can go through the team, but really, let's just say, let's look at Manic Monkeys' team, and I can tell you each player is almost better than the player on the opposing line. So great defense. Will Power's been really good since Bowes missed. He's had sort of an increase in the role. Stewart is a gun. Ryan's a gun. Burns is a gun.
Between them all. The Geelong long-haired headband crew.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Hard.
But they score. Going into the midfield, Kelly and Sheed have been pretty solid this season. Probably haven't quite given him what he was hoping, but I think Kelly's been improving, getting 96. Took Miller, though, has been an absolute star. Caleb Sarong probably needs another one of our classic sprays. 75 last week. Get back to the 80s, son.
Yeah, just showing the second-year blues. So, I mean, just put him on ice for a year. He's not going to do anything else.
Yeah.
Blake
Akers is... probably struggled, but he's not averaging that much less than Dustin Martin at the moment, who I brought into Classic, the fucking spud. Brad Crouch against North should score really well, and Patrick Lipinski with the outs that they had at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Lipinski season, here we go.
Good ruck option with Paddy Ryder, and then going into the forward line, Darcy now playing as a sole ruck as a forward is brilliant. Dacos increased midfield time, been brilliant. Side bottom's probably been a bit flat the last couple of weeks, but still averaging 90 as a forward. And then Jordan De Goey and Jack Higgins. They definitely won't be kept next.
This just shows the good coaching there. You've got the Paddy Ryder backup option to Tom Hickey, who is out, but then the Sean Darcy ruck forward as well. So covering all bases.
Yep, and he's got midfield coverage and forward coverage, and I expect Riley Bonner to get named. So he's got coverage on those lines. So good coaching. He's in a good position.
Speaking of coverage, we'll go to AJS Holker here. Look, it's the same bunch of young kids with a few streaming options for the round. You got the old guys like Henderson and Lever that have been scoring well, and then the sort of the future speckies, Lachlan Jones, Isaac Quainer, Lachlan Scholl. Look, they will be good. Just can you keep them all?
Yep, he definitely should.
I don't know if he can keep all these players. I mean, he's got Tom Mitchell, Chris Main as your mainstays, and then the young guns, Parfitt, Powell, Stevens, Perkins, and Bianco, the new boy on the block. I mean, it's hard to keep.
I think that was a great pickup by Hawker though on a free agency list. What do you think? Oh, that was a good one.
That was a bit too slow.
Bianco, I think, was a good pickup because that's what he needed, was another young
I think his age profile is too high and needs to be brought back down a little bit. Tom Campbell, let's face it, he's not a ruckman, and doesn't matter for Hawker, probably not. Impey Gardner, so definition of chasing points here. Who's Charlie Gardner?
Well, he went pretty high in the 2000-something draft of day before my time.
Have you been a scorer before?
He's struggled to be fit, so but hey, 89 and 90 from his last two games. You can only go with that's a decent sample size.
Motlop, Schoenberg, Phil Thorpe, and it's unfortunate that Hawke in the rebuilding phase has been hit with the injuries heavily. He doesn't have anyone on the bench available, so it's just a wait and see with Hawker. But we know with what he'll do, he'll play the waiver wires, he'll try, you know. He'll put the best team forward, but I just don't think it's going to be enough this week, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't see him getting another W this season.
No.
All right, moving over. This is another cracking match, and I'm expecting Slip to move his way back up the ladder after last week's 2-point stressful loss.
He's on the four in a row losses. Wouldn't like that, would he?
No, I don't think he's happy about it, but I'm expecting him to bounce back this week.
Maybe he likes to have that status of four in a row losses. Can't possibly win the next one.
Yeah, that's true. He's got the underdog status claimed, maybe. Has he put it in yet?
I think so. I think he's permanently dipped underdog status.
Okay, all right. So going through that defence, pretty starts well with Lloyd, and then you could probably almost... Noble was really good last week, and he's averaging 77, so very serviceable. But then you could probably throw a blanket over the next three in Redmond, Giath, and Vlossen. But I like the Redmond pickup. He's only averaging 70, but he's averaging 87, I think, from his last three. So he's obviously had a bit more of an improved role in that half-back line, taking a few more kick-ins. So, yeah, a great pickup definitely worth your free agency pick there.
How has it dropped? Doesn't make sense.
I think Boffer dropped him to loop in a player, even though he was playing the bye, so probably didn't need
to. Count those wins. Don't look too far ahead. Just
Well, points four are important in this league now.
That is true.
Midfield, again, this is probably one of the better midfields in the comp as well. Lyons, Petrarca, Parrish, Yeo, Bailey Smith. Yeo's a massive inclusion. Oh,
that was a surprise. I was expecting him after the bye. Not sure you want to rush Yeo back in, but he had 8 tackles in about in fuck all game time in the waffle.
Yeah. How many frees against?
Probably a lot more than you want to record.
And then Adam Cherum, Willem Drew rounding out that midfield. So he's missing Jager O'Meara this week, so probably a good inclusion to get Yeo at the time he did. Andrew Phillips has been pretty solid, like 74 last week, solid in the ruck. And I think his first game he played the season, he scored 74. So he's got a bang on average of 74.
Does Draper come in soon?
Yeah, I would have thought so. But not this week, so you've got a ruck. Going into the forward line, he's got 2 guys there. Langford and Snelling have been bloody good this season. Langford's averaging 80. And Snelling, I think, is averaging just a tick under 80. So really good pickups. Taylor Duray, up and down, but not the worst option. Zach Bailey's probably let him down a little bit this season. And then Bailey Fritsch definitely let him down last week. So if he didn't have injuries, I would have thought Bailey Fritsch might have been on ice this week. Bit of a spray from the coach, though, I'm sure, and he'd be bouncing back. He's got coverage in the defender line as well as the forward line, and he's got a ruck cover as well. So mid's where he's missing, but he's not the only coach in that space.
Right, Tim Awesome. Tim Awesome's got a really good team. There's just a few glaring holes in it. So if you look at defence, Doherty's up on the wing at the last game or so and scoring really well. Bashir Hooley, averaging 91 towards the end of his career, absolute gun. Williams, rampy good. And Josh Rotham is playing at home. So double his average, and that's what you're going to get. Midfield, you've got the Jack Steele, who basically holds the midfield of Saints and Team Awesome together at the same time. Carl Amon, and then it kind of drops off a little bit. Players like James...
Seedsman averaging 96, not good enough for you.
I just clicked on Seedsman and thought, nope, I'll take that back. He's actually becoming... How the fuck is he averaging 96?
Gun, plays for the... Got Boffers coaching them well.
It looks like Isaac Smith. James Warple, though.
Again, and now Cousins has come into that team as well.
Yeah, so LDU, he's been going okay. He's been tracking okay for the young fella, but should be taking a step up now. This is the last game we will see Sean Higgins in the midfield.
Yeah, should be.
I have a suspicion he'll be a forward end of the round.
Yep, has to be.
Trent DeMont, he's only 2 games back, so... Yeah, averaging 54 will improve that average going forward. It's just taking a little bit to get into the game. It's very hard to have no preseason as well. Not too concerned about that, but concerns about big boy McAvoy.
Yes, well, they've got another big boy in town. So
is he? How tall is he? I heard he's tall.
Rumor is he's the tallest player to have ever played for Hawthorn.
Never heard that before. Wow.
They did mention a couple of times in the commentary.
Yeah, so a little main concerns there in the ruck. We'll see how that goes moving forward. Forward line, you got a few hit and miss guys here. So Tom McDonald, Hawkins, Franklin, they could get you 120 or they could get you 20. We're not too sure. But when they go big, I'll hate to be playing Team Awesome. Mark Murphy is just going to be a solid contributor, and Fantasia is back. See what he can do. Unfortunately, looking at the bench there, there's only one player available, and that's Tex Walker.
Yeah, I'll be putting Tex Walker on the field.
I wouldn't, but yep.
You wouldn't against... I think he's averaging 83. What's the disdain for Tex Walker? Explain it to me.
He can go big or he can go not much at all, so I think Richmond have a better... defense than most teams in terms of the structure. Where are they playing? Are they playing away? Or are they playing?
They're playing in Sydney, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's had the big game last week.
He's also had a 105, a 120, a 136, a 99, a 74, a 76, and an 87, and he's had the 38 and the 20 in there. So overwhelmingly, his scores have been good, not bad, not funny.
Oh, well. I'll put a 6 back on it. What's the line here?
I think he will outscore at least one of the 5 forwards he's got on the field.
Against my...
So that's up to you.
I'll put a beer on it. I'll give you a beer.
All right. So if all of these forwards score more than Walker,
I'll give you something, a can of the Bright Tank.
Sounds good. What are we going for as a tip here?
It's a tough one. I'm thinking Slip. Yo's a big in. I think Slip can get it done.
I think that midfield is just scary good. Like last week, I think 6 out of 7 of them got 100. So, and tonight, Treloar out of that team does help Bailey Smith.
Yeah, but who cares about that game? Because this game coming up.
Oh, this is another top of the table clash. I mean, why do the rest of us bother? You know, there's you, Pony, Dazed, and Boffa, and the rest of us are just making up the numbers, aren't we?
Yes. when you're looking at team going at shit, just switch into this game because it's going to be an absolute cracker.
Yep, this is going to be a good game. So going through Boffa's defence, Hardwick against the Suns, I'm expecting to continue his good ways, averaging 83 this season. Houston, Rich, Hearn, and Sinclair. Like, there's a lot of points on offer there. And Sinclair's playing North, so I'm expecting him to score well.
Houston's been a bit of an issue with his shoulder. Seems to be in and out.
Yeah, but he's averaging 80, so could be worse. Moving into the midfield, he's probably, like, he's had some injuries in the midfield, so he's missing some pretty quality guys like Treloar.
Put Tom Green on the field.
He's got him on the field now.
What inspired coaching choice? How did you decide that?
Yeah, back-to-back hundreds can do that. So Green, Brayshaw as an inclusion, he's expected to come back. Simpkin, Cousins, Wine, Sloan, and he's brought in Caddy. My only one query is, do you play Caddy over Scott Pendlebury?
No, you don't.
Yep. So I think don't be too cute. Chuck Pendlebury on the field.
Pendlebury's playing the Cats, though. Yeah, I'll still go the Pendlebury.
It's at the G. Look, Caddy's best score is 74, and he's only had the one game.
Don't look at the VFL scores. Just look at AFL.
He was perpetually dropped last season because he was averaging fuck-all disposals. So go with the gun. He's called to Pendlebury for a reason. Max Gawn in the ruck, I think he'll struggle this week coming up against Big Timmy English, but expect it. Moving into that forward line, geez, even with the guys that he's got missing, this forward line is good. Rosie, been a bit flat, but still, he's averaging 65. Laddams has been huge, loving having that sole ruck duty. Lobb, last couple of weeks, he got 120 last week. Made have heard certain streamer article last week. And the week before that had 71 and the 91.
They with Hartlett?
Yeah, no, I need to get rid of him. Lob's been really good. Aaron Hall, brilliant, inspired, free agent. Probably Hall and Bailey Dale are the free agent pickups of the season.
Hey, Hall was drafted.
And then dropped.
Why?
By the club that he's opposing.
Yeah, so I think he has a point to prove.
Hey, look, you arguably had the best team and the best amount of draft picks coming into the draft, and then you leave it with Aaron Hall as well as a free agent pickup, the rich get richer.
He's just too good for us, isn't he? He needs to get into a better league.
Yep. He's moved up from the beginners. League.
Yeah, you got Shep. Salem's back is a big inclusion. He was missed last week, and Melbourne sucked because of it. Coming, Attlee's been quite solid, even though it's Sean Attlee. Very surprised there. And Harris Andrews with a 65 average. Probably, he must be replacing someone on the bench there.
Yeah, Jack Henry had on the field.
Yeah. Midfield. Clayton Oliver with a 150 last because my captain. Thank you very much. Zach Merritt. Bontempelli. I have to read out the who went before Bontempelli in that seventh round in the inaugural draft. To be quite funny. Travis Boak, Trent Cotchin's back, Robot Apple. Oh dear, that's yep.
I money.
See why you want to tank in this year. Nathan Tank, Dusty Martin should bounce back after that putrid score last week. Billings, Walters back in the midfield, 99 if you don't mind. Reese the Beast, the Barometer. Oh,
he's been
and here's a Cameron. That's yeah, a it's fucking a good team. It's yeah. a good game.
And he's got Viney and Viney to return. I can't see Butters. It's things aren't looking good for Butters,
he's
but he's got
Schultz on the bench with no emergency. He pumped out 101 last week.
Yeah, well, look, he's got Daniel Lloyd who pumped out a 96 last week as an emergency. So what do you do?
Why is he so much better than us?
Just good coach. Right. So look, going into the who do I think is going to win? I think the injuries to Boffa this week probably hurts him coming up against arguably the best midfield in the comp, even without Viney.
I think Bates confused as well, but I'm going to enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I think it will be closer than the projection. So Now moving on to the last game of the round. This has got to have a bit of spice in it. Aussie Merker versus Geelong Waters.
These two don't mind throwing a few punches, don't they?
I don't mind a bit of banter on the league chat. So it's probably second best free agent pickup of the season, Bailey Dale in the back line there. And then the rest of that back line's been pretty bloody consistent. Lukosius, Markov, Saad. Ballard's probably the only weaker link there, but it's still a very good back line. Moving into the midfield, obviously elite Ben Keys, averaging 106. Like, fuck me, he is going ham. Gaff's been great. Ed Curnow, brilliant.
Mundy's dropped him.
Mundy got 83 last week, so he's back to doing what he needs to do. Florent probably had a second season high game with a 91, and then he's got Jordan, a very good pickup, and Dunstan. He was one RFA pick ahead of me with Dunstan, so I had a bit on there. So good pickup, I reckon. Brody Grundy in the right, going to be rucking against nobody again in Geelong. And then in that forward line, mate, what more do we say? He's had a great forward line all season. So Danaher, Norton, Darling. And then he's got, you know, Allen probably slowing down a little bit, but still he's got a 65 average.
Yeah, he has been forced to play defence every now and then. Stress injuries.
And seventh Devon there with an average of 61. So not bad at all. Bench is probably a little bit light, but I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. Peter Wright has been pretty astounding anyway, so
yep.
I like it. Good team. Yeah.
I mean, Vipers, do I like it? Yeah. You've got to, you know, Ridley's slowly coming back to some form, slowly after that big concussion game. Darcy Moore, 119 playing defence. Does he actually play defence?
Yep, who would have thunk it?
Does he actually defend anyone, though? He just sort of zones off the mark. Yeah, that's what you want. Literally, fuck, he looks good.
Yeah, he's been good.
Midfield, Seb Ross. You don't know what Seb Ross is going to do when he rocks up, and could be good, could be trash. Mitch Robinson, 90, he's been... You know, he has his role. He's a solid contributor. Is he one of your top midfielders? Probably not. Presti is back. That's a big inclusion. A huge loss at the start of the season. Cripps, speaking of West Coast being big at home, Noah Anderson is huge at home and sucks everywhere else.
Yep. No, he doesn't travel well, that one.
Warden Libertore has been absolutely fantastic. Fucking hell, 109.
And I'm great.
Mark Pitney on his final legs with the future DeConning coming back in. Still scored the 75 last week with the dual ruck, so probably about the same again this week, and then see you later.
Yeah. Great forward line there. Jack Zeebel.
Is it? Yeah, okay, you got Zeebel. I'll give you that.
110 average. Fucking joke. Yeah.
Then you see the rest of him and you think, yeah, righto.
Yep. No, the rest of it is a bit. But he does have a couple of handy forwards on the bench that haven't been able to get in.
He does. Dunkley and Dangerfield will change that forward line completely. Just kind of go to the park.
No. I'm going Merker here.
Yeah, Merker again.
Yep.
Sorry, Vipers, but pick a number, mate.
The last round
before a few big weeks coming up, because we've got the DPPs coming out, and then we've got 3 weeks off.
Are we doing a Tithead Cup? For the 3 weeks, we're going to do a bit of a raffle.
I don't know. I could do something.
Pick your best last one.
This could have 3 weeks off would be nice.
Yeah, here's another stupid question I have for you, Commish. In a points four league, do the points that we score during the bye count towards?
Yeah, no. Do not.
All right.
That's a dumb question.
Hey, it's good to know. It's points four. He's scoring the points. My players are on the field.
Real dumb question.
Just, well, you want to make sure.
I've had a few of those in the last few weeks.
You want to make sure that you don't accidentally forget to put a team in when it might be important.
Okay, righto.
All right, another week done, buddy.
Another week, and I look forward to 3 weeks off.
No, you don't get 3 weeks off, commission. See you later, buddy.
All right, catch up.